As of 10:40 yesterday morning, the Grand at 101 is now broadcasting from a new transmitter site in Salem. This move brings improved coverage thanks to a higher tower and a major upgrade in sound quality with the introduction of high-definition radio. Scott Jensen, president of Center Wellington Community Radio, says the HD license is a milestone for the station.
We are broadcasting in HD, which is makes us the first community-licensed radio station in Canada to broadcast in HD.
Many newer vehicles are already equipped to receive HD radio. Just look for the HD symbol on your car radio and tune to 101.1 FM. Unlike satellite radio, there's no subscription or added cost to listen. And even if your radio isn't HD capable, Jensen says listeners will still notice improvements to the traditional FM signal.
The FM signal will definitely sound better. The other improvement people will notice is that there won't be as many holes in the signal as there might have been before, because I know people who lived, of course, down in Elora, you know, when you go down towards Salem and there's the big hill there that the station would flutter, that type of interference should be gone. Overall, we're much, much higher in height on the new location, and height wins in FM, as we say. So that means the signal will generally be better in the market. So, you know, it should see big improvements. And of course, we want to hear from people if you're out driving around, you know, what you think and how this station sounds over the next little while.
HD listeners will also soon have access to a second station serving Center Wellington with an HD2 channel featuring country music.
We're going to be running a full country radio station on HD2. The music's playing now. If you go there, you'll hear country music playing as part of our test period, but we'll be doing full broadcasting, including news, as well as, you know, all of the other elements of that you'd expect on the radio, and we'll be introducing some personalities over time on there. So yeah, it's pretty exciting stuff. It's like we're running two radio stations now, both Grand 101 and Grand Country.
Along with better sound and coverage, the move also improves emergency readiness. Through a partnership with the township, backup generators have been installed at both the studio and the new tower site. Jensen says that improvement will benefit the entire community during power outages and other emergencies.
And the reason that the township agreed to help us out was because this makes for a far better, keeps the Grand on the air during emergencies. It gives that opportunity for us to be on the air during those emergencies. People tune to analog radios when they lose their power, and we are still there. Regardless of whether we broadcast in HD or not, if you have an analog radio, you can still pick the Grand up. So that is a big thing. Or if you don't have power in your house, you can go out to your car, turn it on, and you're going to get that emergency service, because we're going to be up and operating both at our transmitter site and here at the studio. So so that's a big plus.
I'm Paul Harriet, reporting for the Grand at 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.